You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. And that old front's kicking in now. It's about 18 to 24 miles an hour out of the kind of true north, maybe a little east, in, just a tad of east in it, but mostly due north. And here we go. It's going to get cold tonight. All right, let's go down to Port O'Connor and check in with Captain Lynn Smith, see what he's up to this morning. Morning, Lynn. What's going on, bud?
Well, I don't think it's hit here yet.
It's a coming.
I looked outside just a few minutes ago, and it was dead calm. But
calm before the blow.
I know it's coming.
Yeah.
I know it's coming. Yeah. Boy, I cleaned my boat up yesterday, and I said, boy, I got to hurry up and put it in my boat stall and get ready for the blow because I know it's coming. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I figured it was going to hit about midnight, but it didn't make it.
The wind switched here about, I don't know, I guess about a quarter to three. I got up and was making coffee and everything, and I went outside and checked on the dog, and there it was. It was north at about 10, and then I got a little shower on that front line. Yeah. Not a lot, but a little bit, and there she blows now. She's getting it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I was down at George West this week.
Right.
And boy, that was good. Those little bucks started rutting. They started getting after it. And,
well, it's almost the 15th. You can almost mark it on your calendar for your
That's
area.
Right.
Yes,
That's
sir.
That's right. It was fun watching them, man. It was fun watching those younger ones. You know, they we watched a young 10. Man, he was getting after it. Boy, he was chasing. He had five or six does. Boy, he was after them. I guarantee you. He put on a show. He really did.
Yeah, them youngsters always get in on the beginning of it, but once it starts really getting right, they kind of disappear when the big boys move in for the kill.
Oh, yeah. The big boys weren't even interested. You know, they just kind of standing around watching. But, boy, those young ones, man, they were fired up. I said, this is the beginning of the show. Yep. And boy, it was happening. I guarantee you. It was funny.
Yeah, the rut's really such a fun time to hunt. You know, I know a lot of times you miss opportunities because the buck won't stop or turn sideways. He's got one thing on his mind, nose to the ground and trailing a doe, but man, you get to see a lot of good stuff. Golly.
You do, man.
See some good sparring and fighting, and, hey, it's all good. And if you're lucky, you get to see one breed of doe. You know, I saw that, I don't know, 3 years ago down at Blaine's. I got to see that. I'd never seen it before.
In
the wild.
Yeah. And the funny part is, a lot of times you'll see two big bucks fighting, and a young buck will go over and breed the doe. You know?
Yeah. Said, look at these idiots. I'm going to slip in and on their action.
Yeah. I've seen that happen. Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that at Gillies.
Oh, yes, we have.
Back in the day. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, but I'll tell you what, it was happening this week, I guarantee you. And it was funny, you know, down there it was like 70 degrees midday. But, boy, I tell you what, once that sun went down, that temperature sure dropped.
Yeah.
And I got to pull out the old Mr. Buddy in the stand one day, and it dropped down to about 38 degrees.
Yeah.
And we were hunting the stand. I had a management hunter, and, you know, we were looking for eight pointers. And so we were hunting one stand that was kind of down in a bottom. And, boy, that temperature was cold down in that hole.
Yeah, you get in them low spots, it really gets cold, man.
It does. Yeah, so I think I'm going to take Mr. Buddy this morning. And
heck yeah.
I'm here to tell you, boy, I turned that heater on in that stand, and it sure was nice and warm in that stand. And I got ready to go get the truck. My hunter shot a pig, and I said, all right, I'm going to go get the truck. Well, I'm going to turn this heater off and let it cool down before I put it back in the bag I carried in. Mm-hmm. So I turned it off, and I went down the road and got the truck, came back, and he opened the door of that stand. He said, boy, you don't realize how cold the stand got when you turn that heater off. It got cold in that stand real quick. Yeah,
now, that's what's cool about South Texas this time of year, man. It's like a desert, you know. It gets pretty cool at night and then warm during the day. And different animal down there.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, it is. People don't realize, boy, you got to be a tough animal to live in South Texas. You really
do. I'm telling you. I mean, those deer are survivors when they can go through what they – I mean, it gets so hot down there in the summer, it's unbearable.
Oh, gosh, I'm telling you. I'll never forget the first time I hunted South Texas. I mean, we went down there. I hunted out of Raymondville, and, I mean, we went down there to a cabin that didn't even have doors on it. It had a blanket hanging it where the door was, a blanket. And so we walked into this building, and they had some cots, and you had to shake the scorpions out of the blanket.
That's roughing it right there. That's I'd rather camp out, pitch a tent, zip it up tight, and get scorpions out of it. Good.
Well, that was kind of camping out, you know.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, we shook the scorpions out of everything, and then it was camping out. I guarantee you, dusty. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, sand and everything.
Yeah. Oh, that was definitely camping out. But when we walked up there, and it had a blanket hanging in the doorway, I said, "Oh, this is roughing it." I'll guarantee you. Yeah, buddy.
Kind of like that landing lonesome dove when that surly bartender told Gus and Woodrow you know, you cowboys ought to brush yourself off before you come in here. We got enough sand in here as it is. And that didn't go over too good.
No.
That woke him up.
Yeah, boy.
I put him to sleep. A little pistol whip there at the end.
Yes, sir. Yeah, boy. Well, I'll tell you what, that was something. I remember we were driving down a dusty road, and there was a restaurant, a little cafe on that dirt road, and there was a tree out in front of it, and there was a rattlesnake hanging in that tree that somebody had killed. That rattlesnake looked like he was about 8 or 9 inches in diameter.
Good Lord. Good.
Oh, it was huge. And I said, oh, my goodness, look at this. Man, big old rattlesnake.
Instead of a fish fry Friday, they'd have a rattlesnake fry Friday.
Probably. Oh, my goodness. Well, I was down there at the ranch for about 4 days, and I saw one snake, and it was like a little garter snake. That was it.
Yeah.
So that didn't hurt my feelings any. But I expected to see some rattlers because, you know, cool in the morning and it warmed up. I thought, oh, man, those snakes will come out. They'll be out moving.
Yeah, they're still out and about. I mean, it just hadn't got cold enough down there to put them in the ground. But rattlesnakes, stay in the ground long down there.
No, they don't.
I mean, it can be in the 30s and the sun comes out. They're coming out. They'll get out again in the sun.
Oh, they do. They do. You know, speaking of that, I was driving along. We were coming back to the ranch house. We were going down this one road, kind of a rough road, and there was a rattlesnake right in the middle of the road. And this buddy of mine stopped the truck. He said, you got your pistol, don't you? I said, yeah. And I jumped out of the truck. And it was about a 6-footer, and he just was easing across the road. And I jumped out. I was going to pop him, and he hurried to the other side of the road. Well, I went over there to pop him. Well, he got on the other side of the road, and just as he got on the other side, up into the off the road into the grass, not the grass, but dirt and rocks and stuff.
Right.
He got to the base of one of those trees. And he disappeared, like he vanished. And I just froze. And I looked, and there was a hole just right at the base of one of those trees. And obviously that was a den.
Hopefully there was a blue indigo in there, king snake, to date him when he came in. Because those indigos like to have dens at the base of trees like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope there was one in there. But boy, he disappeared like a flash. He went in that hole.
Man,
he was a big old rattler. Yeah.
Well, you caught him on the way home. He was heading home.
That's right. That's exactly
right.
When
he crossed the road, that snake knew where he was at.
Man, I tell you what, boy, you got to be on alert down South Texas, buddy. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You got to watch yourself down there.
We had some guys from Minnesota that came down there to hunt, and they were wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And I said, "What are y'all doing, man?" I said, "This is South Texas." I said, "You know, you're in South Texas. We got rattlesnakes down here. You need to wear snake boots." And these guys were crazy. They had no clue. Not a clue. And one of them ran into a rattlesnake, but he was lucky he didn't get bit. Real lucky. He took a picture of it. He ran by me. We were tracking a deer in the dark, and he ran by me and hollered, "Snake." and I said, "Hey, stop, what are you doing?" He said, "Snake." He said, "I almost stepped on him." I said, "What kind was it?" He said, "I don't know, but I took a picture of him with my phone." And I said, "Let me see it." And he showed me, and it was a big rattler, about a 6-footer probably. And he's in tennis shoes. I said, "Oh, my goodness."
Well, do you feel lucky? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So many people don't have a clue.
That's fine if you booked a guide and they put you in the blind, drop you off of the truck, and you climb up and stand and all that. But, if you have to get out of there and do any kind of walking around or go in the brush looking for a wounded animal, you better have the right gear on. You're just playing Russian roulette, man.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I am telling you. And, it's crazy. Well, we had this young guy that, you know, came to work with us. He was from Canada. And I told him, I said, "First thing you got to do is get you some snake boots." And we took him to Cavender's in Corpus, and he was trying on boots, and I was looking at something, and he hollered at me. He said, "Hey, what do you think?" And he had on a pair of boots, and they were real low boots, you know, just regular little cowboy boots. And I said, "No, no, they need to be a lot taller than that."
A little bit.
He
you
said,
need
really?
To get them up your knee.
Oh, yeah. He said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You're in South Texas now, man. And these rattlesnakes will hit you high." I said, "Yeah, you got to get taller boots than that."
Yeah.
He said, "Well, we don't have snakes in Canada. We don't have rattlesnakes up there." I said, "Well, you got them here, buddy. Believe me." And so he got him a pair of snake boots, and I gave him a .22 pistol with a rat shot, and I said, here, you're going to be filling feeders. You need to take this pistol with you.
Yeah.
Wear it on your belt. And I said, you're going to need it. Well, the first couple of weeks, he killed three. And he killed a six-footer that was coiled up right by a quail feeder. Right there. He knew where his meal was coming. He was ready.
Well, quail birds, they love them birds. You know, that's why, you know, a lot of these ranches that have a lot of birds in certain areas of the state, they're the ones with the most snakes because they've got all the birds. You know, they've got a lot abundant game for them, and it's a good environment for them. All right. Let me knock out another break here, Lynn. I'll back at you in here in just a second. All right. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519. Okay, Lynn.
We were talking about South Texas
and rattleback.
Oh, yeah, that rattle. The ranch manager and I were going around one time. We were filling quail feeders and what have you, and we got this one pasture that they would go out and they'd train bird dogs, and so they had a callback box on there, and they'd leave a two or three quail in this callback box, and they'd put out pen-raised birds and work the bird dogs. Well, some of the birds that they didn't shoot or whatever, they would come back to this callback box, and they have a little entrance down at the bottom, you know, and these birds would come back in the callback box. Well, you leave two or three birds in there. Well, they had this callback box is about the size of a deer stand, and it has a regular door in it, you know, like a regular deer stand door.
Right.
And I told that manager, I said, you know, I'd be leery going in there. You got to be careful because snakes are going to be following these birds. You know, they can get in that stand real easy. And just like a quail. Well, right. We walked up to this callback box one day, and I said, now, be careful, man, going in that stand. Well, he opened the door, and he looked in that stand real careful. Like, he said, check this out. He reached in that stand, and he drug out about a 7-foot blue indigo. Yeah, drug him out of the stand.
I thought he found him a new home.
Well, I mean, yeah, he could stay in there and eat rattlesnakes.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, either rattlesnakes or quail when they come in. The hole to come in there. Hey, I got another one. I got a bird nest on the ground right here.
Oh, I'm telling you. Absolutely. But, I saw a couple of blue indigos last weekend. We saw a couple of them. So there were a lot of them around. And the ones we saw weren't too big. They're kind of young. But I saw a monster blue indigo one day. I mean, he stretched across the road. I mean,
yeah,
he covered the road. They do. And, man, I'll stop and let them cross. I mean, you know, we don't want to run over them. We want them to.
No, I dodge them, too. I'm not going to run over a king snake. Not a good snake. That's a good snake.
Oh, you better know it.
Just think how bad the rattlesnakes would be if they weren't, you know, they're wandering indigos to, you know, keep the populations down. I wouldn't even get out of a deer stand.
Last year, I was down there on that buddy of mine's ranch between Fur and Cotulla, and I was sitting up a stand, and there's a little sendera off to the left of me, and I looked over there, and I could see something shiny. It looked like first I thought it was a water bottle. I thought somebody had dropped a water bottle on the edge of the sendera. Sun was shining, and I saw something shiny. I went, well, I'll be darned. Somebody has dropped a water bottle, you know. Well, all of a sudden, that water bottle started moving. I saw this shiny thing moving. And here it came across the sendera, and it was a big blue indigo. And evidently, he had just eaten a rattlesnake because he was full.
Yeah.
And, boy, he was taking his time coming across that sendera. And he came right by my deer stand, and he was just easing across there. And I could see he had a big bulge in him. Boy, he was full. And I said, you just keep on eating them, big boy. You just keep getting after them. And he just took his time and came on across the sendera. But I bet you he was over 7 foot. I mean, he was a big one.
Yeah.
But, man, they do their job, I guarantee you.
They really do.
Everybody's
got to eat.
I think the King Ranch imported them, from what I heard. I think they did. But I don't know who brought them over here, but I'm glad they did. Yeah. I really am.
Man.
Man, oh, man. Bring them on. The more the merrier, you know.
Yeah, with the rut starting to kick in these lower counties now in the state. You know, the problem inexperienced deer hunters have this time of year is judging the age of these deer. When the rut gets going, their necks swell up and it makes them look more mature than they really are. You got to really look them over and look at that body shape, you know, that sway in the back and all that, and the chest, and maybe a little pot belly, you know, a little gravity pull like older men get, and you got to look them over good.
Oh, yeah. And I tell hunters, don't look at the horns. You know, you look at their body, but because the horns will, you know, kind of fool you, you know. But I look at their bodies, but there's a lot of things on their body that you really look at. But when a big mature buck walks out, there's no doubt about it.
I mean, you get a 6, 7, 8-year-old walk out. It just, you know, it looks like a big stallion walked out on a sendera, you know, compared to the other deer.
And the other deer know it. I mean, they know it.
Yeah, they're on full alert, especially your younger bucks. When they start getting antsy and nervous, you know you got your real, real mature buck that's walked into the arena.
Oh, I had one last year that, man, there was about, I had about six bucks that were at this one stand, and man, they were all good deer, and they were kind of nosing around the does and kind of chasing them around the feed pen, and there was a buck came out of the brush and just slowly walked out to that pen, and he was a good trophy. He was probably 170 to 180. I mean, he was a stud, boy. And when he walked out to that feed pen, you knew he was the boss. There was no doubt about it, man. And all the other bucks just kind of gave him the reins, man. They gave him plenty of room, you know. It was really funny to watch. And boy, he just stood there. He just stood there. He didn't have to do anything, and they all just gave him his space. It was something to watch, I guarantee you. But boy, he had a big, heavy rack on him. He was a 10-point, but he had a heavy rack and wide and heavy and long times. And he was a stud, boy. But he weighed well over 200 pounds. You know, he was a big old-bodied deer. But boy, you could tell those other bucks, they didn't want any part of him. They didn't want to challenge him at all.
No.
They
bring a presence with them.
Yes, they do. And you know, if they're gonna challenge another buck and they puff up, you know, they kind of puff up, then that kind of fools you too, because they look bigger than they are.
Oh yeah, they get all bristled up, and then they start that stiff leg crab walking, you know, that head down and ears back.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, it's fixing to be on, folks. Watch this.
And that could fool you. That could fool you too. You know.
It can.
So you can't let that fool you. But I've had customers in the stand where they say, you know, well, what's a mature buck look like? I said, well, when one walks out, you'll know it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And then when one does come out, I go, now there he is. Now look at that one. And then look at this one over here. Now look at the difference, you know.
Right.
And look at the body. Look at the body. Look at this on the body. Look at that. And then look at that one. I mean, look how streamlined that other buck is. And, you know, that's only about a three-year-old, and this one over here is about six or seven, you know. I mean, big difference. Big difference.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So.
And, you know, then you got to look at the horns a little closer. When you got a real big body deer like that, a lot of times that big body will overwhelm the horns.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, it's kind of like going to Canada. Look at all the – I know guys that have gone up there and passed on deer they wish they'd have shot later, because those bodies are so huge on those whitetail up there, it dwarfs the horns.
Yeah, they'll weigh 300 pounds, you know.
Yeah, they will.
And so their horns don't look big.
170-inch deer out there, and his horns look like a 140 on that body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big old head and neck.
Oh, man. I can't imagine.
300-pound whitetail. I can only imagine.
Oh, gosh,
we don't see many of those down this way. You know, you hit 200 pounds here, that's a big buck.
No, I know it.
220 and 230, that's really big.
And, you know, a little off subject, but I'm hearing more and more reports of people seeing black bears.
Yes.
You know?
Trail cam. I get text all the time. People pick them up on their trail cams. In South Texas. Blaine sent me a couple, you know, a couple of years ago. They had two different ones on two different ranches. It wasn't the same bear.
Yeah, they're coming across. And
they come over from Mexico, right?
Right, yeah. They're moving on up from Mexico. And of course, they don't want you to shoot them. You know, it's about a $15,000 fine, something like that, if you shoot one.
Oh.
But, I mean, they're all over Louisiana, you know.
Yeah, East Texas got a few.
Yeah,
Thicket.
North Louisiana, we had some hunters from North Louisiana, and they said they showed me pictures of their deer feeders. I mean, they had black bears on their deer feeders.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures I've seen, that's what they were off of, you know, trail cams by the feeders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. Yeah. And they can be a nuisance. I mean, they can tear up your feeders. I mean,
yeah,
no doubt about it.
Kind of like all those snow monkeys that were loose from the Cthulhu area, tearing everybody's feeders up and everything.
Yeah.
Boy, I've heard some good stories about that. Let me knock this break out, Lee, and I'll come back at you, man. Hang on a second.
All right.
Well, Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croakers are located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with the oxygen response system. You know, check them out. They're great to keep your fish alive and great for tournament fish also and your bait. So check them out firsthand at the store. If you need more info on them, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught and right here in America. And their big 9-12 count, that's a big hit. They've always got those. There's 16-18 counts, whatever you're looking for, they have them. Plus, you know, they have live crab and other delicious things, especially at their Cajun Grill next door. Check that out. They've got some really good seafood and good food there for great prices. And their food truck over in Santa Fe is a big hit also. So give them a call at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:35 here in the Bayou City, and winds are blowing pretty good now. It's anywhere from 18 to 24. Maybe, well, I see a 28, 29. Eagle Point, north-northeast, 20 to 29. So, it's cleared the coast good here. It's blowing. All right. Okay, Lynn, we are back, my friend.
Well, you know, you talking about those snow monkeys, man. A friend of mine's got a ranch at Carrizo Springs, and he doesn't like sitting in stands. And he full camos up, and he corned a Sendero one day. He corned it up, and then he likes just corning the Senderos, and then he sits on the edge of the Sendero, all camoed up and everything. That's the way he likes to hunt.
Right.
And he was sitting there one day, and boy, he was being real quiet, face mask, everything, you know, and said he heard a twig snap right behind him. And he said he turned his head real slow, and he said, and about, 10 feet from him, there's a snow monkey standing there.
Uh-oh.
And they're pretty good size. They're pretty
good
size monkey.
You
know? And he said, boy, he looked at that monkey, you know, and he said, that monkey looked at him. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, that monkey screamed, you know, and ah! And he said, I screamed. And he said, the monkey screamed. And he said, I jumped up. And he said, I ran one direction and the monkey ran the other.
What a surprise.
I'm telling you, man. Scared him to death. Oh, God. I can just imagine.
Yeah,
the last thing you expect to see.
Some friends of mine with the ranch here in the Cthulhu area there, they had them bad on their ranch, and they were messing all the feeders up. They're destructive, man.
And, oh, I can imagine.
Oh, I heard some stories.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I just looked outside, and it's still not blowing here. It's dead calm.
Man, let me look at radar again.
Sure.
I guess it just hadn't cleared the coastal bend yet. That's crazy. I see here.
I'm sure
you
got
showers, little spotty showers above you heading your way from Victoria towards you. So that's the beginning of it.
So it's going to hit pretty quick, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
it looks like it'll clear your area around 7, 6:30 or 7.
Yeah. Oh, so I have that to look forward to.
It's well through here. How about ducks, man? Y'all starting to see a lot more ducks?
You know, I saw a pretty good bunch of them yesterday. I saw somebody got them up. Somebody got them up off a lake or something.
It was a war zone inland, you know, in the marshes and everything else yesterday, especially east of town. Everybody just, he was limited out in 15 minutes, you know, in the last segment yesterday, you know, live from the blind. He smoked them.
Yeah, I saw a big bunch of them. I mean, I knew they got them up off somewhere, off prairie or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, there was a bunch coming out across the bay. So, yeah, but this front, I'm sure, is bringing some more down. So,
yeah,
that'll be good.
They're killing quite a few geese over here this year. You know, there's a few good roosts over here in east of town and Oyster Bayou. Those guys over there, they're killing geese and limits of ducks pretty good. My son was hunting yesterday over by the refuge, and he said it sounded like a war zone over there.
Oh, man.
Everybody was tearing them up.
I've got to run into Victoria tomorrow and a doctor's appointment. So when I run into Victoria, I'm going to look, see if there's any geese on the rice fields. Mm-hmm. We don't have much rice, you know, in Calhoun County. They didn't plant much rice in the last couple of years. So, but we did have some geese last year on the rice. So I'll be curious to see if there's any. That's what's hurt us in the last few years. You know, they just quit planting rice. But, man, we used to have a lot of geese down here.
Same
over here. Used to hear a lot of geese at night But you just don't hear that anymore.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. I've heard it a few times, but I think I've heard more sandhills coming in through my area than geese.
Yeah. Now, I've heard sandhills, and I see them, you know, but it's just sad. Of course, we got the whooping cranes down here, too, but, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I got the hoopers.
The old hoopers, man.
Yeah. I used to have a blind over on the island here, on Matagorda Island, and man, I tell you what, I had a pair of whooping cranes that lived. They used to love to feed right behind my duck blind. You know, I'd pull up there in my airboat, and they'd be right behind my blind every day, man. It was crazy. And they're a big bird. They are a big bird. But they'd get up and fly right over the blind. But they're a beautiful bird. Big old wingspan on those suckers.
They are. I wonder how wide that wingspan is. I know they're huge.
I think 7 feet, I think it is. Yeah, something like that.
They've got a wider wingspan than a darn eagle does.
Yeah, yeah. I had a guy that was a weight fisherman with me, and he brought his wife, and we went over into San Antonio Bay fishing, and his wife didn't fish. She just stayed on the boat and read and kind of bird watched. And on the way back, we were in our coastal coming back, and she was sitting next to me on a leaning post, and I was talking to her, and I said, I noticed, you just kind of bird watched and read. And she said, yeah, I enjoy looking at the birds and all that, seeing the wildlife. And I said, you ever see any whooping cranes? And she said, no, just pictures of them. There's two of them. There's two of them right there. And there were two standing around there on the coastal. And so I shut down and started idling over to them. And she said, oh, my goodness, look at this. And so I idled up pretty close to them. And they started kind of walking off, you know. About a month later, I ran into that guy over in Seadrift and at the grocery store. And he said, you know, my wife is still talking about those whooping cranes. She couldn't get over it. And I said, well, a lot of people have never seen any of them. You know, they just never get to see them. And to see them is a real pleasure, you know, because there's not a whole lot of them left. So what else is huge, too,
is those African ibis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of those.
Yeah,
I see quite a few of those. Yeah. They're a pretty bird. Pretty bird. And, of course, though, the spoonbills. Yeah.
Oh, roseate spoonbills?
Yeah. Oh, those rosettes are pretty. Yeah.
People that don't know, they'll go, oh, there's a pink flamingo. I said, no, that's a spoonbill.
Yeah.
You sure about that? I said, I'm pretty much positive. We got a lot of them around here.
You know, one day I was coming down the shoreline over by South Pass, and I shut down. I was turning around, and my customer said, what are you doing? I said, if this is what I think it is, I've got to turn around and make sure what it is. And it was a brown flamingo, a Mexican flamingo.
Huh. I've never seen one.
Yeah, it was a brown Mexican flamingo standing on the shoreline.
I'll be darned.
Somebody took a picture of it, and we had a little local newspaper called the Dolphin Talk, and somebody put the picture in the Dolphin Talk. But it's what it was. Huh. And then one day, a few years ago, I was down by Ayers dugout, and I heard an airboat running back in there in those back lakes back there. And a lot of the water turkeys and everything got up, you know, out of those back lakes. And we were wading that shoreline, and all those water turkeys were circling, you know, and everything. And I looked up, and I said, well, I'll be darned, look at this. And there were some pink flamingos in with those water turkeys.
How about that?
And they flew right over us. And it was about a dozen of them. And I said, well, look at this. And sure enough, they had an article come out in the paper that these pink flamingos had migrated from Florida, and they had come down here to the Rockport area. And Yeah, there was about a dozen of them.
Huh.
So you never know what you're going to see down here. Yeah.
You know, I saw a black swan up here one time coming out of Fort Anahuac Park one morning. You know, we get some swans, yeah. You know, and they're usually white. You know, the trumpeter swans or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
And this one was black, but the area I was cutting through, I couldn't shut down or my boat would have been on bottom. I was running across a shallow area with a low tide and you can't shut down, so I could get a photo of it. Boy, it was beautiful.
Well, I was going to run back into what we call Sunday Beach area, and there were four of them one time. Four black swans had come in, and I shut down, and in fact, I took a picture of them way back then. It was years ago, and people were taking pictures of them, and there again, somebody put that picture in the newspaper. But four big old black swans, and they didn't stick around. They left, but that's the only time I've ever seen any. Yeah, they got mixed up in the wrong flyway, I guarantee you.
Yeah, remember when that lawyer shot that hooping crane years ago?
Yeah, St. Charles Bay.
Yeah, that was right down there in your neck of the woods, and that was
and
he turned himself in.
I think that cost him $50,000.
I just got a text. One guy said it was $165,000.
Oh, was it? Ooh.
Yeah. In 25 years.
That'll water. No. Ooh. That'll water your eyes. Yeah.
He didn't get out on bond.
No.
Man.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, don't mess with the wildlife.
No. No, that's how can you mistake a hooping crane for a snow goose?
That'd be like shooting a B-52 bomber down, man.
I know it.
I mean, even if it's foggy, you should be able to determine that instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so huge.
Oh, yeah. That's a big bird. Gosh.
Yeah.
It was funny.
A snow goose could ride on his back, you know?
Yeah. It was funny because I told you I had two of them that kind of homesteaded over behind my duck blind. And anyway, I took a buddy of mine over there duck hunting with me one morning, and sure enough, they were over there, you know. And so anyway, they were behind my duck blind and got daylight, and you know, we're hunting and everything. And I kept looking back over my shoulder at those hooping cranes. And I said, "No, don't shoot a hooping crane, for goodness sakes, man. We don't need that." And we laughed about it, you know. And anyway, they took off, and when they took off, they were just squalling, you know, just rah, rah, just squalling like crazy. And they virtually flew just over our right shoulder is when they took off and flew over us, just squalling like crazy. And he said, "Now, why would anybody want to protect a bird that's loud as that?" You know, and we were just laughing about it. But they flew almost over us, you know, and low. And boy, when they're flying, they do look huge when you're that close to them. I mean, they are huge.
Yeah, they really are.
But they have an airplane that flies and really keeps a record of them, you know. It's a little cub. It looks like a little Piper cub or something.
Yeah.
And they keep count of them. And we'd see that little cub a lot down here flying over and watching them. But they have several of them that are back in Shoalwater Bay. They kind of winter in Shoalwater Bay, and they'll fly over the intercoastal, and they land in the parking lot over there at Charlie's Bait Camp. And they fly across the intercoastal and land in their parking lot, walking around in the parking lot over there.
Well, but looking here on hooping cranes, the global hooping crane population, thanks to intensive conservation, has grown to over 800 individuals, wild and captive.
Boy, that's a lot.
That's a significant recovery from the low of under 20 hooping cranes in the 1940s.
Oh, man.
And your area, key population figures, Aransas, Wood, and Buffalo, you know, approximately 530 to 560 birds in those counties.
I think it got down to about 200 or less than 200.
I think
at one
it was
time.
Like 120 something years
yeah.
back. We were talking about this on this show pretty good
yeah.
while ago. And
I know it got down 100 and something years ago. And,
they've reintroduced non-migratory hoopers, over 100 birds in Louisiana and Florida.
Hmm.
But they're counted by aerial surveys in Texas and Canada. And the main migratory flock that's counted by aerial surveys right there in your area.
Hmm. There was an art shop in Port Lavaca. I'll never forget this. I was in that art shop, and I was looking at real old pictures, and like in the early 1900s. And there was a picture of a houseboat, and these old guys were standing there with big old long shotguns, and they were standing there, and they had ducks and geese hanging on this houseboat, and they had a hooping crane hanging on it.
Huh.
Yeah, I wish I got a copy of that picture, because that was incredible. They actually had a hooping crane hanging on it, and they were proud of it, you know, back then.
Yeah, the Fed's early main 19th. Goal is to establish self-sustaining populations with a target of 1,000 cranes by 2035. So they're getting there pretty good. They're over 800 now, so that's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've made a big comeback. Yeah,
yeah, they have.
Yeah, I drove down a couple of years ago. I drove down to I was going into Rockport. So I had a buddy of mine with me. He said, let's drive down to Goose Island and go around to the big tree. You know, they always talk
uh-huh.
about the big tree.
Yeah.
So we drove around there. A buddy of ours has a camp house around there, like going to the big tree. So we made that loop around there, and we just driving around, you know, shooting the bull. Went around there by the big tree, and there was a pair of hooping cranes with a young one, with a chick. And they were real close to that road. I mean, we drove right up to them, and within probably 10 yards at the most. And they had that young one with them. And they just kind of meandered off real slow, you know. I mean, we got really close to them.
Well, I wonder how many young they lose to predators, you know, like bobcats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. 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 I saw some like that. I saw some young ones, big ones with young ones, close to the highway one year when I was going into Rockport on the right, just as you crossing that bridge that you look off to the left and you see that what is it, the rails right there at, going into Goose Island, but they usually hang out
Copano
over
Bay.
Yeah, Copano. Well, it's not Copano, but it's not Copano, but
Aransas Bay.
No, the
Carlos Bay.
Carlos Bay.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I used to love wading all that shell over there. Man, a lot of good trout and redfish. Man, that was some good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good area.
Yeah,
real
I like it
area.
There.
A lot of alligators, too.
Just a few.
Yeah. A lot of alligators in there.
Well, and Mesquite Bay all through there, headed back your way, San Antonio Bay. That's just some prime habitat.
Oh,
there are a lot of oyster beds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, used to be. I mean,
same thing for Galveston Bay. You know, we used to supply 80% of the oysters all through the whole country. And back in the day when we had oyster beds till all these disasters the last 12 years or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn, I got to bow out, buddy. It's that time again. Hey, somebody wants to call you about a deer hunt or come fishing with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, bud.
Yes, sir, man. They get me at 361-935-6833.
I do that all the time. It's hard to remember your own phone number.
Yeah, that's true.
All right,
well,
buddy.
I had a landline. I canceled it.
Yeah, I know. Nobody has landlines anymore, but they're making a comeback.
No.
They really are. Yeah. That's what I've been seeing on the news. They're starting to make a comeback. All right. Well, Lynn, you have a good weekend. Always good talking to you. I'll talk to you next week. Have you a good week.
All right, Mick. You too. Have a good one, buddy.
Later, bud. All right. All right, that's Captain Lynn Smith in Port O'Connor. He's been in George West all week, but he's back home now. But anyway, top of the hour coming up, national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.